those who entertain no fear about being present before us, nor do they expect it, say, "Why should not the angels be sent down to us? For we see our Lord." They have indeed thought very highly of themselves, and have exceeded all limits of transgression. Do they not realize that the day when they will see the angels, there will be no good tidings that day for those who cut off their ties with God? And they will say in distress, "Would that there were some strong barrier between us and this punishment." And we have turned our attention to whatever attempt they have made against Islam. And so we will render this attempt like thin dust particles, scattered about as it was in the Battle of Badr. Only the owners of paradise will be better off with regard to their abode, and happier still in respect of their place of repose. Call to mind the day when the heaven shall burst and melt into raining clouds, and the angels shall be made to descend in large numbers. The true sovereignty that day shall belong only to the most gracious God, and it shall be really a very hard day for the disbelievers. On that day, the unjust shall bite his hands in regret. He will say, "If only I had followed the same path along with the messenger. Ah, woe is me! Would that I had not made friends with so-and-so. He indeed led me astray from this source of rising to eminence after it had come to me, and Satan is ever a deserter of human being in the hour of need." And on that day the messenger will say, "My Lord, my people treated even this Quran as a thing abandoned. Just as we have turned them into your enemies, so do we make those who cut off their ties with Allah as the enemies of each and every prophet. Yet your Lord is sufficient to guide, and enough in respect of rendering help." And those who disbelieve say, "Why has not the whole of the Quran been revealed to him all at once?" But we have revealed it in this manner, piece by piece, out of necessity. And in spite of the fact that it has not been revealed all at once, we have arranged it in an excellent form and order of arrangement, and free of all contradictions, so that we may thereby lend strength to your heart. And they bring you no parable by way of an objection, but we have provided you with the true fact and perfect interpretation of it, in answer to the objection beforehand. And those who shall be brought to Jahannam, dragged on their faces and along with their leaders, are the worst placed, and they have completely lost the straight path. And we gave Moses the scripture, and made with him his brother Aaron a sharer of his burden. We said, "Go both of you to the people who have cried lies to our commandments." Then, when they had accomplished their mission of conveying the message and were again rejected, we destroyed these disbelievers with an utter destruction. And we destroyed the people of Noah, too, when they treated our messengers as liars. We drowned them and made them a sign for people. Indeed, we have in store a woeful punishment for such of the wrongdoers. And tribes of Ad and Thamud, and the people of the Ras, and many a generation in between them, were all destroyed. And for the guidance of each one of them, we quoted excellent pieces of advice, and when they still persisted in refusal, we ruined each one of them, a complete ruination. And certainly, these Meccan disbelievers passed by the ruined townships, which suffered a painful rain of stone. Have they not been seeing the ruins of this? Of course they have. They do not, and expect not, to be resurrected after death, and to be called to account for their deeds. And whenever they see you, they treat you disdainfully, saying, "What? Is this the man whom Allah has raised for a messenger? He indeed had well nigh led us astray from our gods if we had not adhered to them steadfastly." And they shall soon know for certain, when they see the punishment, who had completely lost the straight path. Have you considered over the plight of one who has taken his own low desires for his deity? Can you then be a guardian over such a one? Do you think that most of these opponents can hear and understand what you say? They are only like cattle. Rather, they are even worse in their ways and behavior. Do you not see the wonderful doing of your Lord, how he stretches the shadow? If he had pleased, he could have made it still. Not only that, we stretch the shadow, we make the position of the sun its indicator. Then, as the sun rises higher in the sky, we withdraw it to ourselves, a gradual withdrawing. It is he who has made the night as a covering mantle for you, and who has made sleep for a short rest, as a sign of eternal rest, and has made the day for rising up and going about to seek livelihood, and also a sign of resurrection. And it is he who sends the winds as happy heralds of his mercy, and we send down from above water for the purification, that we may thereby bring the dead land to life, and give it as a drink to most of the things whom we have created, beasts and people in large numbers. And we have explained this topic to them in diverse ways, so that they may take heed, but most of the people would refuse to adopt any attitude except that of disbelief. If we had so willed, we would surely have raised in place of universal prophethood a warner in every town. So do not follow the disbelievers, and strive hard against them with the help of this Quran, a mighty striving. It is he who has let the two spans of water loose to flow. One of them a river, sweet and thirst-quenching, while the other a sea, saltish and bitter. And he has set a barrier and an insurmountable partition between them. Still, both exist side by side in the world, and would continue. And it is he who created human being from water, and has given him relations, by descent and kinship, by marriage, and thus sought to establish a civilization and social life based on oneness of humanity under oneness of God. And your Lord is all-powerful. Yet they, the disbelievers, worship apart from Allah the things which can neither do them good nor avert harm from them. And the disbeliever is ever a helper of the upholders of the cause of untruth against his Lord. But we have sent you only as a bearer of happy tidings to the doers of good, and as a warner to the wicked and the unjust. Say, I ask of you no recompense for it. All that I ask is that whoever chooses may follow the path that leads to his Lord. Hence, put your trust in the ever-living God, who is free from death, and glorify his holiness along with celebrating his praise, and also tell, sufficient is he as being well aware of the shortcomings of his servants. It is he who created the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them, in 6 aeons. Besides, he is firmly established on the throne of power. He is the most gracious God. And ask concerning him who knows. And when it is said to them, prostrate to show submission to the most gracious God, they say, what thing is this, the most gracious God? Shall we prostrate to whatever you bid us to show submission? So this bidding of the prophet to submit to the Lord increased in them aversion to the truth.
Sajdae tilavat, prostration.
Blessed is he who has placed stars in the heaven and has set in it the glowing sun that produces light and the glittering moon that reflects light. And it is he who has made the night and the day, one following the other. He has done it for the benefit of the person who would care to receive exhortation and who would care to be grateful. Those alone are the true servants of the most gracious God, who walk upon the earth in all humility, but in a dignified manner. And when the ignorant address them, they do not wrangle, but observe a peaceful attitude. And who pass the night for the sake of their Lord, prostrating and standing up before him in prayer. And who say while praying, Our Lord, avert from us the punishment of Gehenna, for its punishment is indeed most vehement and unshakable. It is, of course, an evil place to lodge temporarily, and an evil place to remain therein permanently. And the true servants of God are those who, when spending, are neither extravagant nor niggardly, but their spending follow a middle course, ever moderate, and who invoke none as God along with Allah, and who do not kill anyone whom Allah has forbidden to be killed, except for a just and lawful cause, and who do not commit fornication and adultery, and he who does these things shall meet the punishment of his sin. His punishment shall be doubled on the day of resurrection. Humiliated and disgraced, he shall suffer the punishment for long. Different, however, shall be the case of him who turns to God in repentance and believes and does righteous deeds. For such people only, Allah will replace their evil deeds with good ones, and Allah is great protector, ever merciful. And he who turns to God in sincere repentance and accordingly does righteous deeds, no doubt he turns to Allah in proper and true repentance. And those who do not give false evidence, and when they pass by something vain, they do not indulge in it, but pass on with dignity. And who do not shut their ears and eyes to the commandments of their Lord, but listen to them attentively and with their eyes open, when they are reminded of them, so that their belief is based on convictions and not on mere hearsay. And who in their prayer say, O our Lord, grant that our spouses and our children be a source of comfort for our eyes, and make us a model for those who guard against evil. It is such of those who will be rewarded the highest place in paradise for their fortitude, and they will be received therein with greeting of salutation of peace. They will abide therein forever. How excellent it is as a lodging place to rest, and how noble as an abode for permanent stay. Say to the disbelievers, My Lord will not hold you to be of any worth if you do not call on him in your prayer seeking his protection. Since you cried lies to the word of God, so you must now encounter a lasting punishment. Al-Shu'ara, the Poets. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Ta-Sin-Mim. Allah is benign, all-hearing, and all-knowing. These are the verses of the perfect book, which tells the right from the wrong, and which also makes the meaning and significance of the verses clear. Perhaps you will consume yourself away with anxiety because they do not become believers. If we so please, we can send down upon them such a sign from above that their necks would bend and heads bow down in submission to it. There never comes to them a fresh reminder in a form new and with new details from the Most Gracious God, but they turn away from it. Now, when they have cried lies to the messages of their Lord, and denied the Quran, there will soon come to them the great tidings about their own doom and predominance of Islam, which they used to take lightly. Do they not see the earth, how many excellent and useful things of all species we have caused to grow on it? Indeed, there is a sign in this, yet most of them would not believe. And your Lord, of course, He is the Almighty, the Ever Merciful. And recall the time when your Lord called to Moses, directing him, Go to the wrongdoing people, the people of Pharaoh, and say to them, Will they not guard against evil? Moses said, My Lord, I am afraid they will cry me lies, and my bosom straightens, and my heart fails me, and My tongue is not fluent for feeling inadequate to deliver the message I am entrusted with. Therefore, send to Aaron to help me. Moreover, they have a charge of the murder of an Egyptian against me. So I fear they will kill me before I am able to deliver your message to them. The Lord said, "That shall not be. Go then, both of you, with our messages, and we are assuredly with you listening to your prayers. Go to Pharaoh, both of you, and say, 'We are bearers of a message from the Lord of the worlds, who commands you to send the children of Israel with us.'" So when Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, he said to Moses, "Did we not bring you up among us when you were a mere babe? And you stayed with us many years of your life. And you have surely committed an act, and you are of the ungrateful." Moses said, "Indeed, I did it. And as I was lost for the love of my people and was in a perplexed state of mind, so I fled from you when I apprehended injustice from you. Then it came to pass that my Lord granted me knowledge and right judgment and made me one of the messengers. And this insignificant favor of your bringing me up that you so tauntingly remind me of can be no reasonable excuse, for you have enslaved the whole community of the children of Israel for no fault of theirs." Pharaoh was confounded, and turning the topic of the conversation said, "What is this Lord of the world by whom you claim to be sent?" Moses said, "He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and of all that lies between the two, if you and your companions be convinced of this true knowledge and have faith in him." Thereupon Pharaoh said to those around him, "Do you not hear what is being said?" Moses continued, "He is the same who is your Lord and the Lord of your fathers of yore." Pharaoh said, "Most surely this messenger of yours who has been sent to you is a madman indeed." Moses said, continuing his speech, "In respect of time, the Lord of the worlds is the same as the Lord of the east and of the west, and of all that lies between the two. You can be rightly guided if you could only use your senses." Pharaoh said, "If you worship any god other than me, I will certainly make you one of the imprisoned." Moses said, "Will you do this, even though I bring to you something that makes the truth of my statement clear to you?" Pharaoh said, "Bring it then, if you are of the truthful." So he put his staff on the ground, and behold, it was a serpent plainly visible. And he stuck his hand out, and lo, it was shining white to the beholders. Pharaoh said to his courtiers around him, "This man is surely a skilled sorcerer, who seeks to turn you out of your country by dint of his sorcery. Now what do you advise?" They said, "Detain him and his brother for a while, and send heralds into the cities to collect, and bring to you all skilled and very expert sorcerers." So the sorcerers were gathered together at the appointed time and place on a fixed day. And it was said to the people, "Will you also assemble together in the field of contest, so that we may follow the sorcerers if they win clear supremacy?" So when all the sorcerers came, they said to Pharaoh, "Shall we be really richly rewarded if we gain clear supremacy?" He said, "Yes, and surely you will in that case be among my close companions." Moses said to them, "Now put forward of your things of sorcery what you have to put forward." So they put down on the ground their ropes and their staffs, and said, "By Pharaoh's honor and might, it is we who will certainly be the winners." When Moses put down on the ground his staff, lo, it instantly destroyed all that they had fabricated. Thereupon the sorcerers were impelled to fall down prostrating. And they said, "We believe in the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of Moses and Aaron." Pharaoh said, "Have you believed in him before I gave you leave? Indeed, He is your chief, the same who taught you sorcery. So you will know your horrible end. I will most surely cut off your hands and your feet on alternate sides for your this opposition to me. And I will crucify you to death, one and all. They said, It does not matter at all. We have, after all, to return to our Lord. We do hope that our Lord will forgive us our offenses, since we are the first to believe. And we revealed to Moses, directing him, Take away my servants by night, for you shall certainly be pursued. Pharaoh, when he came to know of the Exodus, sent heralds to the towns to collect. These Israelites are indeed a despicable party, a few in number. Yet they have offended us by defying us and making good their escape. And we are, as compared to them, a united multitude, fully equipped and vigilant. So we made them leave the land of gardens and springs, as well as every place with treasures and every abode of honor. That is what we did for the wrongdoings, and we gave the like of these as a free gift to the children of Israel. And they, the host of Pharaoh, pursued them at sunrise. And when the two hosts sighted each other, the companions of Moses said, We are surely overtaken. Moses said, No, not at all. My Lord is with me. He will lead me out of the impasse and to safety. Then we revealed to Moses, saying, Strike the sea with your staff. And as he did, so it parted, and each part of the two hosts looked like a huge mound. And we caused the others, the pursuers, the people of Pharaoh, to draw near the same place. And we saved Moses and those who were with him altogether. Then we drowned the others. Behold, there is a marvelous sign in this episode, yet most of them would not be believers. And indeed, your Lord, He is the Almighty, the Ever-Merciful. And narrate to them the important event of the life of Abraham. When he said to his sire and his people, What things are those which you worship? We worship idols and will remain constantly devoted to them, said they. Abraham said, Can they listen to you when you call on them? Or can they do you good or avert harm from you? They said, Nay, it is not so, but we found our fathers doing likewise. Abraham said, But have you ever considered what you have been worshiping, you and your fathers before you? They are all enemies to me. Different, however, is the case of the Lord of the world. He has created me, and it is He who will guide me to reach the goal, and who gives me food and drink, and who restores me to health through His grace and mercy whenever I am taken ill, and who will call me to death and then will raise me to life again, and who I eagerly hope will protect me from the undesirable consequences of my faults on the day of requital. Abraham then turned to his Lord and said, My Lord, grant me strong and right judgment, and make me follow and join the righteous, and ordain for me a noble, true, and lasting reputation among posterity, and make me one of the heirs of the garden of great bliss, and protect my sire. He is, of course, of the erring ones. And do not put me to shame and disgrace on the day when people will be resurrected, the day when wealth will not avail, nor sons be of any good. But he alone will be saved who comes to Allah with a sound and pure heart, the day when paradise will be brought near to those who guard against evil, and Gehenna shall be unveiled and placed in full view to those wretched ones who had deviated from the right path, and who shall be asked, Where are your deities that you worship, apart from Allah? Can they come to your help or inflict punishment? Then they, the false deities, shall all be hurled headlong into the depths of it, again and again, and along with them all those wretched fellows who had deviated from the right path, and the supporters of Iblis all together. They will say, disputing therein among themselves, "By Allah, we were certainly in manifest and deep error in holding you as equals with the Lord of the worlds. And none but those who cut off their ties with Allah led us astray, so that now we have none of the intercessors, nor any warm-hearted true friend. Could we have but another chance to return to the world, then we would surely become of the true believers. Verily, there is a remarkable sign in this, yet most of the people would not be believers. And of course, your Lord, He is the Almighty, the Ever-Merciful." The people of Noah cried lies to the messengers. Recall the time when their kinsman Noah said to them, "Will you not guard against evil? Surely I am to you a messenger, faithful to my trust. So take Allah as a shield and obey me, and I ask no reward from you for it. My reward lies with the Lord of the worlds alone. So take Allah as a shield and obey me." They, the disbelievers, said, "Shall we believe in you, whereas we see that only the people of a very low status follow you?" He said, "I have no knowledge what good deeds they did in the past that now they have the honor to accept the truth. It is only up to my Lord to call them to account, if you could but perceive. I cannot drive away the believers, thinking them to be of low status. I am but a plain warner." "Noah," they said, "if you do not desist, you shall be excommunicated or done away with." Noah said, praying, "My Lord, my people have treated me as a liar. So judge between me and them, a decisive judgment, and deliver me and the believers who are with me." So we delivered him and all those who were with him by means of the fully laden ark. Then after that we drowned the remaining ones. Behold, there is a great sign in this episode, yet most of them would not be believers. And indeed, your Lord, He is the Almighty, the Ever-Merciful. The tribe of Ad too cried lies to the messenger sent to them. Recall the time when their kinsman Hud said to them, "Will you not guard against evil? Surely I am to you a messenger, faithful to my trust. Therefore, take Allah as a shield and obey me. I ask no reward from you for this. My reward lies only with the Lord of the worlds. What is wrong with you? You build a monument on every prominent place, in vain you do it. And you raise fortresses in the hope that you will abide till long. And when you lay hold on anyone, you do it like tyrants. You should take Allah as a shield and obey me. And take him as a shield who has helped you with all the favors and blessings that you know of. He has helped you with cattle and sons and gardens and springs. Indeed, I fear lest the punishment of an awful day should befall you." They said, "It makes no difference with us whether you admonish us or be not of the admonishers. This way of admonition is merely the manner of the ancients, and we are not at all going to be punished." Thus they cried lies, and we destroyed them. There is indeed a remarkable sign in this episode, yet most of them would not be believers. And in fact, your Lord, He is the Almighty and Ever-Merciful. The tribe of Thamud too cried lies to the messengers. Recall the time when their kinsman Salih said to them, "Will you not guard against evil? Surely I am to you a messenger faithful to my trust. So take Allah as a shield and obey me. I ask no reward from you for this service I render. My reward lies with the Lord of the worlds alone. Do you think that you will be left in peace amidst all enjoyable things which you have here, amidst gardens and springs, and cornfields and date palms having fine and heavy spades near breaking? And you hew out houses in the mountains with great skill and elated with your greatness. Take Allah as a shield and obey me, and do not obey the biddings of those who exceed the bounds, who create disorder in the country and set not things in order. They said, "You are merely one of those mortals who are dependent on being given food. You are nothing but a human being like ourselves. So bring us a sign if you are of the truthful." Saleh said, "Here is a she-camel. She will have her share of water at the watercourse, while you will have your share of water at a time appointed for you. And you shall do her no harm, otherwise the punishment of an awful day shall befall you." Notwithstanding all this warning, they hamstrung her, and then they became regretful. Consequently, the threatened punishment overtook them. Behold, there is a remarkably great sign in this episode, yet most of them would not be believers. And indeed, your Lord, He is the Almighty, the Ever-Merciful. And the people of Lot cried lies to the messengers. Recall the time when their kinsman Lot said to them, "Will you not guard against evil? Verily, I am to you a messenger, faithful to my trust. So take Allah as a shield and obey me. And I ask no reward from you for this service I render. My reward lies with the Lord of the worlds alone." Is it not true that of all people, you alone approach males for sexual satisfaction and leave that abode of love which your Lord has created for you in your wives? Nay, the real fact is you are a people who know no limits. They said, "If you desist not of admonishing us for sodomy, O Lot, you shall indeed be of the banished ones." He said, "I surely abhor your practice. My Lord, save me and my followers from the evil consequences of their deeds." So we saved him and his followers, all of them, except an old woman, the wife of Lot, who was among those who stayed behind. Then we destroyed the others, and we pelted them with a terrible rain of stones. Look, how terrible was the rain that descended upon those who were warned. There is a great sign in this episode, yet most of them would not be believers. And indeed, your Lord, He is the Almighty, the Ever-Merciful. The dwellers of the wood in Midian cried lies to the messengers. Recall when Shu'aib said to them, "Will you not guard against evil? Indeed, I am to you a messenger faithful to my trust. Therefore, take Allah for your shield and obey me. And I ask no reward from you for it. Surely my reward lies with the Lord of the worlds alone. Give full measure and be not of those who give short, and weigh with even and balanced scales. And do not defraud people of their things. Do not go about acting corruptly, creating disorder in the country. Take him who has created you and former generations as a shield." They said, "You are simply of those who stand in need of being given food, and you are but a human being like ourselves. As a matter of fact, we believe you to be of the liars. So let a fragment of a cloud fall upon us by way of punishment if you are of the truthful." Shu'aib thereupon said, "My Lord knows best all that you do." Yet they cried him lies. So the punishment of the gloomy day, with dark overshadowing clouds, overtook them. It was indeed the punishment of an awful day. Behold, there is a great sign in this episode, yet most of them would not be believers. Though in fact your Lord, He is the Almighty and ever merciful. And verily, this Quran is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. The Spirit, faithful to the trust, has descended with it, revealing it to your heart with the result that you became one of the warners. The Quran has been revealed in plain and clear Arabic language. Verily, it finds mention in the scriptures of the earlier peoples. Is it not a sufficient proof for them that the learned among the children of Israel recognize it? And if we had revealed it to one of the non-Arabs, and he had recited this eloquent word of God in Arabic to them, even then they would never have believed in it. That is how we cause it to take root in the hearts of those who cut off their ties with God, that they will not believe in it until they see the grievous punishment. So this punishment will come upon them all of a sudden, taking them unaware, while they do not perceive and calculate it. They will say then, "Shall we be given some respite? Is that why they seek to expedite our punishment? Do they not see that even if we let them enjoy worldly bounties for some more years, and then that punishment with which they are threatened befalls them, that respite which they were allowed to enjoy will be of no avail to them? And never did we destroy any people of a township, but it had its warners, so that they may be admonished, and we are never unjust." It was not the evil ones who have brought this Quran down. It does neither suit them, nor have they the power to reveal it. In fact, the evil ones are precluded from listening to the divine revelation. Therefore, call on no god beside Allah, for if you do, you will become of those who are severely punished. And Prophet, warn your nearest kinsmen, and be gentle and affectionate to the believers who follow you. But if they, your kinsmen, disobey you, say to them, "Surely I am not responsible for what you do." And put your trust in the Almighty, the ever-merciful God, who sees you at the time when you stand up in prayer, and also for calling the people to the right path, and who sees your moving about among those companions who prostrate themselves before the Almighty Lord. Verily, He is the All-Hearing, the All-Knowing. Shall I tell you to whom the evil ones appear? They appear to every habitual and hardened liar and great sinner, who listen eagerly to what the evil ones say, yet mostly they tell them lies. And as for the poets, it is the erring ones who follow them. Do you not see how they wander distracted in every valley? And they say such things which they do not practice themselves? Except those poets who believe and do deeds of righteousness, and who mention the greatness of Allah over and over again, and who retaliate and defend themselves only after they are done injustice to. Behold, those who acted unjustly will soon know to what a wretched end they are heading for. El Naml, the tribe of Naml. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Tau Sin, I am the Benign, the All-Hearing God. These are the verses of the Quran, of the book that tells the right from the wrong, and makes the truth manifest. It is a guidance and good tidings to the believers, who observe prayer and regularly spend in charity, and who are such people as have firm faith in the hereafter. As to those who do not believe in the hereafter, we had made their deeds fair-seeming to them, but they wander on aimlessly, making all sorts of blunders. It is they for whom there awaits a grievous punishment. It is these alone who shall be the greatest losers in the hereafter. And, as a matter of fact, you are being made to learn the Quran from the presence of the all-wise and all-knowing God. Recall when Moses said to his companions, Surely I see with feelings of warmth of love, something like a fire. I will soon bring you some important information from there, or at least bring you a flaming brand so that you may warm yourselves. So when he came close to it, he was called by a voice, Blessed be he who is in quest of the fire of divine light, and blessed are those around this place of the fire. Holy is Allah, the Lord of the worlds. O Moses, the fact is that I am Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. And put down your staff on the ground. When Moses put down his staff, he saw it shifting about as if it were a tiny serpent with quick movements. He turned his back, retreating, and did not look behind. Whereupon we said, O Moses, do not fear. Verily, I am the one in whose presence the messengers need have no fear. Nor does he fear who acts unjustly and commits some evil deed and then changes over to good after giving up evil. I am to such a person a great protector, ever merciful indeed. And put your hand into your bosom. It will come forth sparkling white without any disease. These are two signs from among the nine signs which you shall show to Pharaoh and his people. They are truly a rebellious people. But when our eye-opening signs were shown to them, they said, This is plain witchcraft. And they strongly rejected them, out of spite and arrogance, although their minds were convinced of the truth in them. Look then how evil was the end of those who acted corruptly. And we granted knowledge to David and Solomon, and they said, All true and perfect praise belongs to Allah alone, who has exalted us over many of his believing servants. And Solomon succeeded David, and he said, O you people, we have been taught the language of the birds, and also the technique of horsemanship, and bestowed with everything essential to us. This indeed is a distinct favor of God and his grace. And they were gathered together before Solomon, his host comprising of jinn and ordinary men, and birds and swift-footed horses, and they were then arranged in separate, well-disciplined columns. Once he was marching with them, until when they reached the valley of the tribe named El Namal, a distinguished Namalite said, O El Namal, get into your habitations, lest Solomon and his host should crush you unknowingly. Thereupon he, Solomon, wondered and was pleased with the good opinion the Namalite expressed about his own army and his army's power and piety, and said, praying, My Lord, rouse me up that I may offer thanks for the favors you have shown me and my forefathers, and that I should do such deeds as are righteous and may please you, and count me through your mercy with your righteous servants. And once he reviewed the birds and the cavalry of swift-running horses and said, How is it that I do not see my officer named Hudhud? Is he deliberately absent? I will certainly punish him severely. Rather, I will execute him, or else he must give me some valid excuse for remaining absent. But he, Solomon, had not to wait long before Hudhud came and said, I have acquired that information which you do not possess. I have come to you from the territory of a Yemenite tribe, Sabah, with sure and important news to tell. I found there a wonderful woman ruling over them, the Sabaeans, and she has been given everything she requires and owns a magnificent throne. I also found her and her people worshipping the sun instead of Allah. And Satan has made their deeds fair-seeming to them, so that they take pride in their practices, and has thus hindered them from the right way, so that they do not follow true guidance. And Satan has done this so that they do not worship Allah, while Allah is He who brings to light all that lies hidden in the heavens and the earth, and knows all that you conceal in your minds, and all that you make known of your designs. Allah, there is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but He, the Lord of the Mighty Throne.
Sajdae Tilawat, Prostration.
Thereupon Solomon said, "We will now look into it and see whether you have spoken the truth or whether you are of the liars. Take this letter of mine, deliver it to them, then withdraw from them and wait what answer they make in return." When the queen saw the letter, she said, "Chieftains, there has been delivered to me a noble letter. It is from Solomon, and it says, 'With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful, do not rise up against me, but come to me, surrendering yourselves in submission.'" She said, "Chieftains, give me your sound and mature advice in the matter which confronts me, for I decide no important matter except when you are present with me to advise." They said, "We are a people possessing extraordinary power and are gallant fighters, but as for the decision, it rests with you. Therefore, you may thoroughly consider what order you want to give." She said, "Surely, when the kings enter a township as invaders, they ruin it and reduce its most honorable residents to the most degraded positions. And such indeed will be their ways. I am going to send them a significant gift and shall wait to see what answer the envoys bring back." So when he, the queen's envoy, came with the present to Solomon, Solomon said, "Do you mean to help me with your wealth? Well, what Allah has given me is far better than what He has given you. You seem to be rather proud of your gift. Go back to them and tell your people that we shall certainly come down upon them with hosts that have no power to withstand, and we shall surely drive them out from there, disgraced, while they are subjugated." Later on, addressing the courtiers, Solomon said, "Nobles, which one of you will bring me the throne befitting her before they come to me surrendering in submission?" A stalwart from among the jinn said, "I will bring it to you prepared as you desire before you rise and depart from your place of encampment. Surely I am strong and expert enough to accomplish this task and can be trusted with it." One Israelite who had knowledge of the scripture said, "I will bring it to you before your Yemenite noble guests come to you." And when he, Solomon, saw it set before him, he said, "This is due to the grace of my Lord, so that He may reveal my inner self to show whether I am grateful for all His favors or ungrateful. Indeed, he who thanks, his thanksgiving is for his own good, and he who shows ingratitude, let him remember that my Lord is truly self-sufficient and is in need of no praise, oft generous and noble in his own right." He further said, "Make her own old throne seem discredited to her in her own estimation by making this new throne of a very excellent standard. We shall see thereby whether she follows the right way by discarding her old idolatrous throne, or whether she is one of those who do not follow the right way." When she came to Solomon, it was said to her, "Is your throne like this?" She said, "It is as though it were much the same. We had been given the knowledge about your excellence and perfection before this, and we have already surrendered in submission to you." And Solomon held her back from the things she used to worship apart from Allah, for she belonged to an unbelieving people. It was said to her, "Enter the palace, And when she saw it, she took it for a great expanse of water. She was greatly perturbed. Solomon said, "It is a palace paved smooth with slabs of glass." She, realizing the truth that she worshipped outward objects like the sun in place of reality, the true God, said, "My Lord, I have done injustice to myself, and now I submit myself through Solomon to Allah, the Lord of the worlds." And likewise, we sent to Thamud their kinsman Salih, who said, "Worship Allah." But as soon as they heard this preaching, they broke up into two factions who contended with each other. He said, "O my people, why do you seek to hasten on evil rather than good? And you ask for a sign of destruction instead of that of bliss for you. Why do you not ask Allah's protection so that you may be shown mercy?" They said, "We have suffered due to you and your companions." Salih said, "Your deeds and true cause of your sufferings is with Allah, who is punishing you for your evil deeds. Nay, you are a people who are being tried to distinguish the good of you from the bad." And there were in the city a gang of 9 persons who had upset the order and peace in the country and would not reform themselves. They said one to another, "Let us swear by Allah that we will surely make a raid on him and his family by night, and then we will say to his claimant, the next of kin if he seeks vengeance, that we were not present at the time and place of the destruction of his family, and most surely we speak the truth." And they hatched a plot, and we likewise brought forth a counterplan of which they were not aware. Look, then, how evil was the end their planning met. We utterly destroyed them and their people, one and all. So their houses are lying deserted over there because of their acting unjustly. Indeed, in this episode, there is a great sign for a people who would know. Whereas we destroyed them, we saved those who had believed and used to guard against evil. And we also sent Lot as a messenger. Recall when he said to his people, "Do you commit obscenity while you see the evil thereof? What? Is it true you approach men instead of your women to satisfy your lust? Nay, you are indeed a people who act senselessly." But his people had no reply except that they said, "Drive the followers of Lot out of your township. They are a people who would pose and parade and be extra pure and righteous." So the result was that we saved him and his followers, except his wife. We had ordained about her for her foul deeds to be with those who stayed behind and thus would not be saved. And we pelted them with a terrible rain of stones. So look how evil was the rain which descended upon those who had been warned. Say, all kind of true and perfect praise belongs to Allah, and peace be upon those of his servants whom he has chosen. Who is to be preferred, Allah or the things they associate with him?